The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
Those eccentric characters from the town of Tuna, Texas, third smallest town in Texas, are back in San Francisco. You may recall the successful run of Greater Tuna here. The show was a Broadway hit, and it's still playing somewhere today. The co-creators Joe Sears and Jason Williams play more than two dozen characters in their new show called Tuna Does Vegas. And what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay there. It's currently playing the Current Theater. I caught up with Joe and Jason outside our ABC7 studios in full makeup and women's clothing as Vera and Bertha and tried to figure out the key to the show's staying power.
I've been the Pep Rally Queen a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I was Miss Prairie Dog Town, 1959.
And I was the Peach Queen in El Paso.
Oh.
I was, 1957, and they go, "We pick Vera."
And I wanted to be the Watermelon Queen. Well, we won't go into that. But it's good to be here.
Well, it's back in San Francisco for
back
you two.
Back in San Francisco. Yeah, you know, this is our fourth show, Tuna Does Vegas, and we're so excited about it. Mm-hmm. Our first three shows, they just love us here.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, consider, I mean, they just two started together in 1981, I think it was.
Oh, my God, that's a long time ago.
I was seven.
Yes.
Well, I was seven at the time. I was a very small child, but I was precocious.
And something magic has happened.
Mm-hmm. Something magical. You know, we just thought that first little show, Greater Tuna, was just going to be, you know, off-Broadway and ran a year. And then we wrote Tuna Christmas, and it went to Broadway. And I think we were out here for several months with that show.
Oh, yeah, you were here.
Red, White, and Tuna. And now the new show, and it's going to open in Vegas next year, but we had to bring it here and share it with you all first.
Well, I want to show you something here.
It's our funniest.
Now, Tuna is the third smallest town in Texas,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, the Lions Club's too liberal, and Patsy Cline never dies.
No, never.
She isn't even sick.
Never.
It's a small town.
Yeah, it's very small.
Come here.
Okay.
Well, with me right out here. This is San Francisco. You know San Francisco.
Yes.
Take a look. The pyramid, the
right
big buildings. There is absolutely nothing like this in Tuna.
No, we have a cake maker who does that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she always does it for the Beehive Convention every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that. I always think of them.
Oh, it's marvelous. They eat diet pills and rat hair. And it's just amazing.
It's an interesting town.
But I went up there last night. That building behind that has a big dance floor up on top.
Yeah.
I went up there, and they grabbed my wig and combed it out and found the Lindbergh baby. I didn't know it was up there.
I don't know.
Can you give me some idea, although I'm laughing my tail off right now, not that I don't have a tail, of course, but the secret to your longevity, that why this show has become an institution, in a sense.
Well, I think it's the satire, you know. People like good satire. And our creators have good political satire. We were originally created to make the moral majority laugh, and there's nothing funny about
them.
You
can't make them laugh.
No, you can't.
You just can't make them laugh. But no, I think it's very successful. I think it is primarily successful because of me. You know, I just can't imagine it without me.
Well, I can't either, of course.
And she helps out a lot.
Well, you know, I get out a lot. You know, I get to Amarillo every now and then. I go to a big city.
It's a wonderful town.
I can't walk up and down your hills here. I stumbled the other day, and if this Chinese kid hadn't caught me, there's no telling where I'd have ended up.
He was on roller skates. Yeah. Sad. And I told him, said, "You're going to get killed."
Well, at first he thought I was a boulder from Yellowstone falling loose or something. He didn't know what to do.
Well, now we know we've explored many of the people in Tuna in the previous shows. I think 20, 25 people or so.
Uh-huh.
What happens in Vegas?
Well, you know, I've decided to do a little gambling. Well, that's in the Bible.
Well, I don't know. There's nothing about gambling in the Bible.
There's a fruitcake recipe in there if you know where to look for it, and I'm going to do a little. I'm going to do a little because, you know, God is with me, and I figure I can bring some money back to the church, so I'm going
to
roll a few.
That's a good reason to gamble. It really, Aunt Pearl's going to be there. She's a big winner, you know. She gets the big jackpot.
And Dee Dee is going in for the gun show, and then there's a lovely woman there named Anaconda who runs the Hula Chateau Resort and Spa.
She's been everywhere in the world.
Everywhere but Utah. She's afraid of polygamy.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't mind multiple marriages, but one at a time.
Well, she's been married seven or eight times. I think Liz Taylor and her have a record together.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Well, Liz is prettier, but Anna's a lot more fun to be with.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she's been everywhere but Utah.
Yeah, everywhere but there, you know.
So if we were to talk about the fact that, you know, you're explaining some of the people in Tuna, how do they How do you find their stories? The two of you sit down and start talking about them?
Well, yeah, you sit down, you write Newt Gingrich a letter. And the next thing you know...
And then he answers, and you go, well, that's real stupid. And you say, we could write a play about
you
that.
You start right there.
You know, of course, if you run out, just check Fox News. There you go. Fair and privileged.
Every now and then we meet a sophisticated person every now and then, you know, and Diane Feinstein. We like her.
Feinstein.
Well, you see that, you know,
we like her too.
I like
her. We like her even better. I never
she
did
wears
like
the same size shoe
I never did like Feinstein, but I'm wild about Feinstein. And she can leg wrestle.
Oh, yes.
I put her on the ticket.
Our senator can leg wrestle.
She can leg wrestle.
She took her down at the bar.
Joe Biden flipped him right out the office with
her. Yeah, she did.
She's good.
Yeah, I like her. Her and Nancy, they're really good.
Yeah, Barbara.
They're buddies. Well, this seems to be a natural, kind of like a second home for you, San Francisco. You've been so successful.
Well, it is for the creators. But well, I don't know. If, you know, the cable cars give me nosebleed around here.
I like it. The mental hospitals are great. They really are.
You spend time, do you?
Well, you know, I have a card. You know? I just stand outside the door and go,
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Back home, we have a state hospital called Rusk. And I have a friend who's there. She used to rat my hair, Loopy. And she went crazy ratting. You know, she's just rat. And she's still in there. I went to visit her last week. She's over in the corner just still ratting.
She started. Not your hair.
But... No. But she started out years ago with mine. This is called big hair in Fort Worth.
No, Loopy went nuts. Like she went to JCPenney's and stabbed all the mannequins with a rat tail comb.
She did.
And then turned herself in. She thought they were real.
Her away.
They did. They put her away. And she just sits at home and...
She voted for Hillary.
Yeah, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
You know that once upon a time, back in the mid-'80s, this was the most produced, performed show in America.
Well, thank God. I needed the money. I was spending a whole lot of money back in the 80s.
Well, that put a lot of men in dresses legally, you know. They've been wanting to get in dresses for years. When you do our play, then you have to wear dresses.
There's money in it. There's money in it, mothers. Don't stop those kids. Don't spank his hands.
You'd be surprised how many of those cast members across America all those years all moved out here after they did the show. They just love it.
And now they're getting married.
Isn't that wonderful? My son's in reform school, and he told me he was going to come out here and he was going to marry people. He's become a preacher. You can find God in heaven right there in prison. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Cable TV. They still get cable. That's the best place to be. You got three meals a day.
Goodness,
you got all the cable you can watch, you know, and somebody to put you to bed at night.
Yeah. And it's a great place to start a political career or end one.
When you see somebody else perform your work, you get sensitive about that? People taking the creators of this show,
I should say. When I saw Bill Clinton do my part, I wasn't so happy about that. No, he didn't bother to shave.
He's not committed. He's not committed.
They have him on Broadway this year. He's doing The Last of the Red Hot Lovers.
Yep, there you go. No, I love watching other people do it as long as I get the check. You know?
Yeah.
And then if the money doesn't arrive, then we just send Guido out to break their knees.
It ran for a couple of years here. Yeah, I think the show ran here for a couple of years down at the Mason Street Theater.
Yeah.
And it's just been a wonderful standby here. And it used to be a big tourist attraction here, but we're the originals.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
New clothing for this fabulous show.
New outfit, yes. Vera's got her new peach outfit.
Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah, these were all made for
us. Used to be a couch.
Yeah.
Used to be a couch. And look at those legs.
Now my shoes, I think I love these shoes. We got these shoes down in Pasadena, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Mickey Gelly had thrown them away.
Well, they thought they were WMDs, you know. But then they checked them out, and they were just shoes.
Yeah,
and of course, and then these pants are lovely, but she can't wear them in Medina County because they crop duster.
They do. But everybody, you know, these are very fashionable. They're not quite... hip huggers, they're not quite capris, and they're not quite pedal pushers.
Well, we don't have hip huggers in Tuna.
No.
There's an underlying message in that.
No, I put a
you
message on my
hips,
back.
You go to Lubbock.
You do.
That's it.
Yeah.
We ain't having no
I had a tattoo put on my hind end thinking my husband would like to read it before he went to bed. never even noticed.
Well, there's a problem, though. He's dyslexic.
He couldn't tell my butterfly. Well, never mind.
On that note,
my butterfly becomes something else. You know, if you're going to get a tattoo, you got to be a skinny person. I didn't know that until I got it on.
Oh,
it multiplies. It's big. You know, at one point, it'll scare you.
That's Joe Sears and Jason Williams, currently starring in Tuna Does Vegas, the show they also co-created. Tuna Does Vegas runs through June 28th at the Curran Theater. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's arts and entertainment reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider Podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.